WWIB at 11:15. Mabel Louise Stewart is here in a bright blue outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You just like the sky.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's just wonderful.
Yeah. Even good to get out the spring glow.
Earrings and everything. All your accessories. So pretty terrific.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Good to be here this morning.
It's great. What a beautiful day, huh?
Oh, just cool and perfect. Yes. It is a beautiful spring morning in Wisconsin. I hope it is where you are. And the leaves are coming out on the trees and everything is nice and green and hand washed by our Lord. Yes, we had a nice all night rain. And this weekend is exciting for we mothers. It is. So I want to divert from my series of In Search of Peace and talk to you today about mothers and how I praise the Lord that He allowed me to be a mother of four precious children. I'm so honored by our Lord. Isn't He wonderful? He blesses each of us, doesn't He? But before I get into my message, let me remind you that the update for May will soon be in your mailbox. And I hope you're enjoying as you read the different months of the 45-year history of WWIB Radio. I'm so thankful for each one of you, our listeners. And thank you so much for standing with us all these years. You've prayed for us. You financially supported us, and I'm just wanted to say today, thank you and God bless you. And we could not have continued on the air without you. So again, thank you, thank you. Now, as I get into my message, I want to read three or four verses found over in Titus chapter 2. Where Paul is encourage women to be and take a stand for Jesus. I just love it. I think it's wonderful that he has kind of spelled out what we are supposed to be doing as women. And it starts out by saying, "Speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity or love and patience." And now here's where we come in as women. It says that the older women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, and teachers of good things. And that we teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not made fun of. So those are admonitions from Paul for us as women, in order to be honored by the Lord. And my goodness, what a slate of things we need to do. So it's really nice to be able to go to Titus and read what the Lord would have us, how to live as a mother. Well, today I want to talk to you about mothers. A school teacher was having a math lesson on fractions. And she was working with the children, and she called on Johnny. And she said, "Johnny, suppose that there were seven in your family, five children, a mother, and a father, which makes a total of seven. And suppose there was pie for your dessert. What fraction of the pie would you get?" And Johnny answered, 1/6. And the teacher responded, but Johnny, you don't understand, replied the teacher. Don't you remember about fractions? Yes, teacher, I know about fractions, but I know more about mothers. You see, my mother would say she didn't want any. Isn't that cute? And isn't that typical? So a mother's love is always never ending. And during inspection on a weekend outing, a scoutmaster found an umbrella hidden in the bedroll of a young camper. He looked puzzled, and the scoutmaster said, "Why in the world did you bring an umbrella on a scouting trip?" Well, the tenderfoot boy sighed, "Sir, did you ever have a mother?" Yes, his mom was pretty protective, wasn't she? Well, you know, I read an article about our 25th president of the United States. You know who that is? Well, it happened to be President William McKinley. And he said, the article said, that it related how much he loved his mother. And that caught my eye. And I thought, I've got to find out what this is all about. And this is what it said. It told that he either visited his mother or sent her a message every single day. Wow. When she became seriously ill, he arranged to have a special train standing by ready to take him to her bedside. Well, his mother, Mrs. McKinley, died December 12, 1897, in the arms of her 54-year-old son. Her gentle Christian virtues helped to mold President's character. For when he was gunned down in Buffalo, New York, 4 years later, he showed no bitterness toward his assassin. With Christian courage, he said, "God's will be done." Before he died, he asked to hear once again that beautiful old hymn, "Near My God to Thee." That was his very favorite, and it was one that his mother loved, and she taught him to sing. Yes, he, as I was reading it, do you remember that he was assassinated? Pan-American Exposition was what he where he attended. And hundreds in the receiving line, and one of the guests, he had a receiving line, and one of the guests had a bandage on his hand. And when he went to shake hands, he shot President McKinley in the stomach, and he died from the gunshot wound. He died when he was 58 years old. Imagine that. And aren't you glad to be able to know that our president loved his mother so much that he made a point to be with her and to make her know that he loved her? And really, my own personal testimony of my precious mother. Oh, she was so dear. Loved the Lord with every inch of her body. She taught Bible for years in the senior class at our church. And I remember that when she was 85 years old, she came to our house for a visit. She lived on the farm down in Missouri. And I brought her in to the studio to give her personal testimony of her faith in Christ. And she began to tell about her childhood and how when she accepted Christ as her Savior and how wonderful the Sunday school was when she was a child and made her learn so many scriptures. And so she was really excited about how the Lord had blessed her as a child and in their home. And then all of a sudden she broke down and began to cry. I could see tears running down her eyes. And so I asked her, what's the matter? Really, in my heart, I thought, maybe I did something when I was a child. And she was hurt by it. But she said, this is how she responded. She said, I'm going to share with your audience something that I've never told before. And she went on to say, I gave you to God before you were born, and I begged him to put you into the ministry. And I said, oh, mother, why didn't you share that information with me before? And she said, because I wanted you to serve the Lord because you loved him, not because I wanted you to serve. Wasn't she wise? And you know what? I probably would have done what she wanted me to do because I loved her so much. How much better to serve the Lord because I love him. And oh, I can tell you, I'm so honored to be able to serve him for so many years. I'm so thankful that the Lord allowed me to be into the ministry. When my husband died, I don't know how many people said to me, well, now, what are you going to do? And I responded, I'm going to continue on to serve the Lord in any capacity I can. Oh, how I love to win, to lead a soul to Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit that wins them, but I get the joy of watching them accept Christ and presenting to them the Word of God. Well, my favorite, I have to say, of the mothers, earthly mothers, would be Suzanne Wesley. Her testimony has always been such a sweet blessing to my life. And I'm sure if you had a chance to be on the radio today, you would tell about the many ways your mom blessed you. So much has been written about Suzanne. Then, by the way, she was the mother of John and Charles Wesley. Yes, she truly was an example of Proverbs 31, that famous woman. And I doubt if John and Charles would have been so famous had they not had a mother who loved Jesus. And by the way, she was determined to raise all of her 17 children for the Lord. She not only loved the Lord herself, but she taught her children every day their responsibility to live for Jesus. I read where she spent 1 hour each day praying for all of her children. And in addition to that, she took each child aside for a full hour every week to discuss spiritual matters with him or her. She went over the scripture that she taught her children, one verse of scripture a week. And she would go over the verse to make sure that child knew it and then discuss with him something from the Bible. No wonder John and Charles were used of God to bring blessing to people all around the world. Remember, John traveled horseback to his churches and sometimes preached in 3 different churches on a Sunday. Wow. And we have one church service on Sunday, and he was on horseback. Wow. Well, Charles wrote many of our wonderful hymns, and was a great servant of our Lord. Susanna was a great mother, and she had lots of boundaries and rules for her children. When she shared with other mothers how she disciplined, she would tell them her rules. Let me give you just for instance. She said, subdue self-will in a child and work together with God. Teach him to pray as soon as he or she can speak. Give him nothing if he cries, what is good for him, and that if he asks for it politely and says thank you, and always prevent lying, punish no fault that is freely confessed, but never allow a rebellious, sinful act to go unchecked. Commend and reward good behavior. Strictly observe all promises that you have made to your child. Whoa, what a set of rules, really? It sounds to me like these rules maybe could be applied to every household today. Think about it. Well, I want to honor all the mothers that are listening to me today. Let me just say God bless you and continue to use your life, not only in the lives of your own children, but in the lives of your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Let me close with this last statement by Charles Dickens. He wrote, The virtues of mothers are visited on their children. It's been so good to be with you. God bless you and goodbye.